Hey, man, fuck y'all. I've waited all week. No, not all week. It's been a couple days, man. The anti... What I want to call it? The anti... jacking off shaming.
Mm.
Fuck y'all.
That is insane. why would anybody be...
I have been getting shamed for days because I don't like to touch my penis on my own time.
Oh, you've been getting shamed for that. Okay.
That's crazy.
Oh, you deserve it.
Who is shaming you on that?
I mean, you know, some dudes. It's been really weird. It's been weird, but it's, you know, some it's been some women and be like, you really don't.
And guys, some women like, have been.
You
have
crazy?
Inquired?
What? What's going on?
She said some women have inquired.
You know what I'm saying? We had one dude. We had some dude on the Twitters and shit talking about. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even gonna check the show out because we.
Because you're not jacking off?
What we doing?
Oh, I thought homie
what's going
said...
on?
I thought he said he wasn't going to listen to the show because he said he wouldn't drive two blocks for some ass he'd rather jack
who
off.
Why would somebody not? What
oh, man, no, some dude, man.
Maybe I read it wrong.
He was like Charlie Villanueva. But, man, I don't get it. I don't understand. And technically, I do sometimes.
What does technically mean?
What does technically
mean? Yeah, what does technically
like when
mean?
I, you know what I'm saying? When you pull out. And then you jacking off. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, which is not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
That is the same. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's literally the same thing.
And ladies.
It's not the same
thing at all. Take
and,
our fingers
and it's
into.
Already lube.
Ladies, take our fingers into account. That, you know what I'm saying? Y'all give us the hot towel sometimes. Wipe us down. But y'all be leaving our fingers raw and shit. I still got cum on my fingers. It's gross.
You can't wipe yourself?
Where do I'm gonna put it at? It's on my fingers.
On the towel. Be like, oh yeah, let me get the towel real
wipe
quick.
Wipe on your thigh.
What are you crazy as
put
fuck?
Put it in my mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
That sounds dope.
Yeah, I thought so. That sounds crazy.
I mean, I ain't opposed to that either.
No, that comes with domestic violence a little bit. I'm kind of cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going through the motions, man. Just
you
leave,
never tasted
this? Leave me be. Don't keep sucking. Don't do none of that shit.
You
just...
never tasted it off your finger?
Wait.
What the
have
fuck?
Tasted what? His own?
Right. You want to put your cum in your mouth?
I thought you were talking about the ladies.
No,
I was talking about mine. Like, you know what I mean? When I pull out and you do your thing,
okay,
boom, and then it's like dripping on my, you know what I'm saying?
You got to explain no more, brother. Yeah, y'all
yeah,
ain't
I thought
now.
You was over
okay,
there
no, no.
Getting
we
ready to eat some
page?
Gum or something.
Yeah,
no, it started getting real weird.
Nah. I ain't even, nah. I'm still losing weight, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't even.
Suck your fingers?
I mean, you listen to Tank enough. He always be talking about how he want to taste himself.
Tank has never said that.
Yes, he did.
That's insane. I missed that.
He said that he could kiss that when he kissed her, he could taste.
That's
I could
nuts.
Taste me.
Literally.
That's in the song.
Is he lying though?
I mean, he was looking forward to it. So I'm saying, I thought maybe
looking forward
he was
to
like,
it is
yeah.
Insane. Yes.
Hey, when you do you moan?
No.
What?
I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't, no. Like you know
oh,
what I'm saying?
When you by yourself.
When you by yourself and you know what I'm saying and
no.
You.
No.
Ow, you be like, dig up. You know that you ain't never been like, fuck, oh, man, I'm killing this shit today.
I feel like
that is insane.
Hey, the jacket off is jacket off today, boy. My hand is going crazy. You ain't never.
No.
Damn.
That is insane. No, who
I
would
think it's
like
more
that?
Transactional, like when you masturbating. Like you just trying to get to your
yeah, you're trying to get there.
Like the moaning is for your partner, really. Like if you really into them and that's like
so
letting them
fake.
Know. No, not really fake, but I'm not finna be in there moaning by myself. Like that's crazy.
Sounds real
women
fake.
Women do though. Women do.
So
no,
self
don't.
Love ain't self loving. That's what it sounds like.
No, if they're sending like a video to you, yeah, because that's like a part of the sound effects. Like that's letting you know, like, oh, I'm really into it. But when you by yourself and you're just trying to go to sleep, no.
That's all this shit crazy. Is fake.
No. I need to put out a poll.
My
ladies,
whole life been fake.
Do y'all moan when y'all masturbate?
Mm.
They gonna lie and say yeah because they want it to come off as sexy. But if you're just doing it so that you can go to sleep, you're not in there like, oh, you're not doing all that.
There
you're not,
go.
So you don't
you
be
ain't
like,
feeling all that.
You don't, but y'all don't be like, that. Damn, I'm putting it down tonight.
No. To myself?
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy. What? See, that's why I couldn't get into
why?
It.
Why?
Hell no, man. You know what I mean? A drunken night, I come home and
rub one out. You gonna be in there moaning to yourself?
That's crazy. That like is you have to really have a mental illness to be in there doing that by yourself.
Spence, what you doing?
This is what we owe today. All right. Wow.
Nigga.
Spence, you going crazy.
Can you imagine walking in on that?
Hey, skinny jacket off with the B.
Oh, shit, I'm killing myself today. Jacket off like this? Jacket off like these? That is insane. Jacket off with the B shit was nuts.
Oh my god.
We not even 10 minutes in. Y'all
I'm doing
going
my shit tonight.
Stupid. Y'all going brazy.
That shit tonight.
This is wild.
Hey!
This is wild.
Damn silly.
Hey, see, that's why, man, I'm cool, man. I just give it to everybody else because I'm going all in.
What's all in? You like candles and some shit?
He gonna run himself some bath water. Put some essential oils in there.
Nigga, jacking off with the eucalyptus oil.
Give me that. Shit, boy, I be double twisting myself, boy. Shit.
With two hands? Yeah, that's double twisting. Wow.
Yeah.
What you like?
I'm cool, though.
How do you, like, how would you double, like, what are you, how you, like, what?
What is going on?
How are you viewing the material? If
like,
you double?
Down. I don't know.
I don't even need no material. The material in my mind.
Do you look at yourself
as
you jack off?
No, I'm saying, but I've got the phone or the iPad in one hand.
No. See, I'm getting hooks and
you
shit.
You better go get you a ring
a tripod?
Light.
That is no. What?
A ring light?
You want to watch yourself?
Who wants to watch themselves jack off? That is insane. No, you hold. You hold. Wait.
No, because like once you finish, you sober up. It's like, what was I doing? I just, you know.
You are disgusting at yourself.
Yeah, like wow. Why did I just do that?
Grinding with the ring light on.
Once you got to include accessories, it get weird. Like,
for yourself, that is nuts. Yeah.
No accessories.
I mean, cause if you gotta watch a porno, I'll hold it, like put it on the TV or.
Cause it's kids in the next room.
It's supposed to be a private moment.
This is between
like,
me and me.
Everybody's supposed to know.
What they got? Okay, they not in the room
now.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
it don't never get.
Listen,
Ivan, when you do it, it don't never get that good to where you like acting like you like knocking the headboard.
No, that's what I'm saying. Listen, the people that produce porn should produce records. Because the sound quality is fucking amazing. No matter how low you think that porn is, that shit sound loud as fuck.
Yeah.
You think they hear it on the other side of the house. Like, no matter how low you, like, you paranoid. So, you know.
And it seemed like the freakier the content is, the louder it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to, you know, you got to keep that to yourself.
Hope don't nobody hear that.
So it's just you and your phone.
I'm still sad to find out that women don't really be moaning when they even play with themselves. All them videos. Was
I think we gotta ask the people because I would feel cheesy if that was the truth.
I don't know why y'all think that's gonna be accurate. I'm telling you the truth.
All of them.
That's for a video. Like if you're sending it to somebody, it's like you want it to be sexy.
So
you want it to be appealing. A lot of it is fake. They'll put some oil down there and everything to try to make it look even like wetter than what it is, like lube, all kinds
of shit.
No,
don't do this. Now you're ruining.
I'm just telling you.
Childhood ruined.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You all that to send a man a video?
Yeah, so it'll be like super sexy.
I like the effort.
So you don't even be turned on.
Unless it's OnlyFans. Like, if you're doing OnlyFans.
That's crazy.
Like, that'll make sense. But just for your man, like, that's going to piss me off. I've never seen it that wet. I would be mad. You'd have added lube and shit. Now I'm looking at it like.
Yeah, putting lube on. That sounds
I've never seen it that way.
Bitch, you squirting.
You doing everything.
We ain't never did that together.
No, my bad. It's real, y'all. They be nice.
That's crazy. Nice. It's real. I'm cool. Don't send me no more.
I feel like you just told me Santa Claus ain't real.
Yo, that
was insane.
That was wild.
How turned on can you really be? Like, if you're holding the phone and like you trying to catch a good angle, okay. Like,
so
how?
So for women, is it different with the fingers versus like the rose or the wand? It's different, right?
Yes, it's totally different.
So the wand don't make you. I mean, the rose don't make you moan.
I've never tried the rose. I imagine that it. I don't think it would make you moan. I think that it would feel good, but like I don't think it would have you moaning. I don't.
If that can't make you moan, I can't. So. Fuck it, man. What are we doing here, man?
I don't know. I never had the rose before. The wand don't do absolutely nothing for me.
The wand don't?
No. I don't like that. I don't like the vibrating, all that zzz. I can imagine the suction from the rose probably would be like, that probably would be cool. But I still can't see myself moaning. Like, if I'm just there by myself and I'm just trying to get to a destination, I'm not going to be in there moaning.
But ain't the rose like the Team Jordan version of the wand?
No, it's a totally different toy because the rose has the suction.
The rose is motherfucking LeBron. When the rose hit the streets, that shit was like fentanyl, man. What?
Franklin.
Nigga.
Shit, that's Franklin next go round.
Yeah, listen, when that motherfucker hit the street, it was nuts. That was like, what, 2020?
Yeah. But I think kind of like COVID has something to do with that too, because, you know, everybody was bored at home. That's then the true. Rose came out. So they were talking about the Rose.
I was like, looking at the comment. They said you moan like Glorilla.
Oh, no way. Shout out to bro, man. Fuck him, man. Well, man, peace, y'all. This is the Views 27 Podcast. This you guys, Spence. Hey, man, hey, look, the fucking full crew is here, man. We are back. Wifey?
Yeah.
Macho?
Yes.
The USPA on? No, shout out.
Never. Better check the Ralph. You tried it, though.
Skinny? Yeah, yeah. Big Bundy?
What's good?
Hey, man, we catch up, man. What's been going on, Macho? I purposely, congratulations, man, to you, Rod, man, Tay. Shout out to y'all, man. I heard it was a great event, man. But I purposely, I ain't ask you about it because I was waiting, you know, to hear from you, you know, to tell the people how I went, your experience. And you've been working, man. What's been going on?
Man, it's been a blessing, man. Specifically, Rod's joint. I'm not a good person.
Yeah.
Man, shout out to him for putting on a successful event, man. So, brother been working out here, man.
Yeah.
It was love, man. It was love, man. I feel like the crowd was there to have a good time.
Yeah.
So, anytime you in a room where the crowd's into it, man, it makes for a great night. So, man, it was an honor to host it. You know what I'm saying? It was a vibe, man. The love, I cracked on the venue when I first came out because, you know, it looked like, it looked like a quinceañera, like, you know, it was set up like
this is
look like
Carlos Paredes.
Yeah, it looked like we was at orientation at Mexican Heaven. You know what I'm saying?
But hey, if we can't go to Las Cajonas, Las Cajonas is coming to us.
So yeah,
yeah,
it was very prom night in that motherfucker, man. But it was cool, man. We festive. Had a good time.
It was festive.
Hey, when he said the same thing, he said he put it on Twitter. He said, "Hey, I know this shit look like a wet." Yeah, yeah.
One salamella.
Did you just snort?
Yeah, a little bit.
Please, y'all. Please.
Hey, the whole crew back, man. It's a different
time. Oh, but shout out, man. Shout out, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Rob, man. I'm proud of that brother, man.
Viva la Rod.
Super proud, man.
Oh, shit. Skinny, you, Shit.
Cross.
Oh, shit.
He got full-blown teeth. Hold on. Before we get to that, you went to Cali before that. How was that show?
Oh, that shit was great, man. That shit was fucking incredible, man.
You did the Comedy Store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was great.
Yeah, okay. Legendary venue.
And y'all did the Larry Sighton Sound?
Yep. That was the next day. Yeah.
Good been shit. Working, man.
Yeah, man. I'm leaving here after the show. I got a Cork and Thorn, y'all spot.
Cork and Thorn. Word?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it, Wednesday?
Tonight?
Yes, sir.
What's going on up there?
Shout out to special in turn Hollywood.
Black 11 Entertainment.
He on tour.
You know what I'm saying?
Nuts.
Shout out to Black 11 Entertainment, my man Artie Hollinsworth, man. So he got the spot over there, man. Oh,
okay. It's
so.
Being taped?
Nah, I don't think so.
You can't get taped with the USPA
on. Nah. You know me better than that, bro. I don't wear USPA. You know what that stands for, right? You still playing around. I don't play. I don't play, bro. You better check my tag.
That's wild.
That is please, insane. How was it, like? How did it feel like performing at the Comedy Store? That's like a legendary comedy venue, though.
What not a bit.
It sounded like my man on Low Down Dirty Shane.
Then she always be slipping them in. Always.
Oh my God.
That was stupid. How was it performing there?
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Did it feel like you was in a legendary spot? Or was it just like a regular gig? Like, how did it feel?
It felt different.
Yeah.
And then before the show, they was giving me a little history about the venue and shit. Yeah. So that was real.
I wanna
See all the names and shit. Then you looked at the set list of who was there that night, like Arsenio Hall and Tiffany Haddish and all those people was there like that night.
Yeah, even one of them are funny.
Nah, but they just major names though.
You went behind Arsenio Hall?
Nah.
And Tiffany Haddish?
They had the night that they went up there. On the wall.
He said they was there that night.
They was there that night.
That was the same night. That's crazy.
When, okay. Rodney here, I'll probably ask him too, man, when I holler at him. With all of the venues, I think y'all have done two shows together now? Three shows.
Shows? Two of them was y'all's, right? Two views events.
Or the first live, the second live show that you hosted.
Right. Big jerk. Yeah.
And then I'm Not a Good Person, right?
Yeah, so three.
With all of those venues, what brings the better experience? Because I've been told the Hole in the Walls is where it, like, really goes down. It's not PC-ish, so to speak.
Yeah. You talking about as far as the rawness of the material?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. As far as... He's talking about the three we did specifically. Yeah. Honestly, this last one I liked because it was more intimate.
Yeah.
It had a lot of seating, but the way the seating was, like, you kind of felt closer to the people. Mm-hmm. The Big Jerk, it's not really set up for comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not conducive to have a great comedy show. You can go up there and have a good set. I've seen it done, but it's not really a comedy room.
Mm, okay.
And the live event, that shit was fun. I probably had the most fun doing either the Views live event or the one we just did, I'm Not a Good Person.
Shout out, man. Shout out to making moves, man.
Absolutely.
You know, me and wifey had family issues, so you know, forced us to sit down, you know.
But we did support.
Absolutely. And you know, I wasn't too mad at sitting down.
I'm needed to.
Motherfucker. Yeah, but I'm really mad, you know what I'm saying, that I miss Rod shit, you know what I mean? I am. Ivan?
What's going on?
What you been doing, man?
Outside a little bit, inside a little bit, somewhere everywhere.
What's your body type?
On social media?
Not on social media.
You just accepted a whole friend request.
During the pod. Like.
No, because we was having a conversation on the inbox, and she was like, I was like, since you're not my friend, you can't see this. It was the Gina thing, the George Lopez thing. I sent it to her inbox.
But did you or did you not just accept a friend request on social media?
Because she told me to.
And have you not been on Twitter?
He's been on everything.
Twitter, yeah. Yes.
He's on everything.
Why do you keep lying?
I'm not on social media, man.
Do you check your apps, like your screen time on your apps?
Yeah, it's probably the same.
Yeah, because you still on it.
It's all right, man. You just addicted,
looking
up, man.
I just looking.
I do have one fucking slight with you, with y'all in here. Let's go. So I was listening last week.
Okay.
Y'all got. Well, I'm gonna say you got Music Soul Child fucked up.
Talk to him
for real.
And you made a comment about he's not. He hasn't dropped nothing worthwhile in a while. He's smoking dick.
What was the last Music Soul Child project that was worthwhile?
He just dropped one.
That's not what I asked.
He hasn't had no. I mean, I wouldn't call him. Call him super mainstream anymore. But he's still around.
That's not what I asked.
He just dropped a whole fucking project with Hit-Boy.
So did Usher.
And the writing is still superb.
Does he write? He does his own writing?
He better.
I didn't like the one with Hit-Boy, but...
You didn't like,
The last one I like is Life on Earth. Or maybe Feel the Real.
This joint right here?
What year was that?
This is my shit
2017.
Right here. You ain't fuck with this? This is my shit, man.
Well, he probably had a couple tracks on there, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't one of the ones.
Come on, Ivan!
It's how he's laughing. Like, and singing.
And shout out to Hit-Boy, man. What? Come on, man.
I've been amazing, fucking hilarious.
This shit's smooth, man. This shit's smooth. I'm gonna let you go to the. I'm gonna let him go to the hook. It's how smooth it is. It's 2023. What are we talking about? He been here since the early 2000s. Come on, man. Talking about 20 years.
I could definitely hear this being played after NPR News go off on 88.1. They definitely
don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
What artists have you has been around since early 2000s that's still around? Who?
You didn't like his last project.
He had several songs. I didn't like his overall project.
Tank is a fucking podcaster.
He had several songs that I thoroughly enjoyed.
And you didn't like his first project?
The first project was terrible.
So you only like mid-Tank?
When we?
No.
That's the Tank he likes.
That's not the Tank I like.
Mm-mm. Nobody likes that Tank.
Nah, I won't say nobody.
So what good Tank? Is there a good Tank?
Sex, Slowly? Love, Pain.
Slowly is a skip.
Sex, Love, Pain is probably the project.
That's nuts.
What else he got? Now or Never. Skip. Okay.
Sex, Love, and Pain 2.
I like Now or Never.
What are we doing? Tank only got one good project?
I'm saying he only got TGT. One standout.
TGT was a classic album.
Yeah.
And he wrote
as a collective.
He wrote the majority and produced the majority of that album.
Where the dump it's kid at?
On TGT?
You're dumping TGT but playing that. You're full of shit.
Don't do that.
You're full of shit. You're not dumping TGT and putting that on. You're not.
What?
I know.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm putting music on.
That's not a Tank album. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But we're also not gonna say that we're skipping TGT. Like
No. That's not a Tank album.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But give me somebody from the early 2000s that it's still here.
Usher.
Usher.
He's 90s.
Usher is on his Unsung tour.
Usher just put out a song that was fire, and we both know it.
That song is fire.
So what are we talking about?
That's one song.
Yeah, Usher hasn't put the Hit Boy shit. That was terrible.
Was that? No, that wasn't Hit Boy. That was
Zaytoven, my fault.
Zaytoven.
Yeah, Zaytoven. And yeah, please Zaytoven. Don't ever do that again.
He had a couple on there.
He had one.
Yeah, like one.
Yeah, we don't ever need that collaboration again.
Ever.
And well, since then, what?
It's been singles. He's doing a T-Pain.
Usher thing. Hasn't been. Usher hasn't put out anything worth even talking about since Here I Stand.
Damn.
Are you talking about projects or songs? Because Usher hasn't dropped a
project. Here I Stand is probably is the. No I one cared about the Zaytoven shit. The what's the one album with papers on it? Trash.
That song is trash.
No, it was not. Raymond versus Raymond.
Trash. They ain't that got that got Moving Mountains on it, right?
No, that's on Here I Stand.
Here I no, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
Here I Stand has
more. That was the one that he put out when he was trying to save his marriage, right?
Pay,
I thought that was Moving Mountains.
I think that was Raymond
versus Raymond.
Because the paper song wasn't on the album, I don't believe. Guilty was on that album.
Papers was on Raymond versus Raymond. It was. I just listened to it today.
On the extended version. Like the
okay.
The initial release, it wasn't on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sound like a legal case.
Which is nuts because I think he dropped that was the first single, but when the initial release came out, it wasn't on the album.
Because he's been more of a single guy.
That's the same shit T-Pain.
Good Kisser wasn't on the album either.
No, nowhere.
And he had one. What was the one in the 90s? Poppy Collar.
Poppy Collar was late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
I've never heard Poppy Collar.
Hard to Love was a full project.
Who?
Hard to Love, the one with No Limit on it.
That was a full project.
Yeah. I fuck with Tell Me.
Well, maybe he's making since he put out the fire single, maybe he's like making a return.
I think he really only doing singles.
He's really only doing singles.
Boy, he is on his Unsung tour.
Well, they say he puts on a really, really good show.
I mean,
I've heard that from multiple people.
We've had this argument before. I think those with crazy longevity. Mike, I can't really hear myself. I can't hear myself in my headphones. Am I tripping?
That's a song.
We can hear you.
Bad habit. I felt like those with crazy longevity are great performers. Not necessarily the uber talented ones. Great performers.
Mm-hmm. Who else came out early 2000s? Chris Brown.
Like Chris Brown is rap. Mid. Chris Brown is that's a brand. He's a brand name, but
he's had longevity.
That Breezy album was better than people give it credit for.
That shit came and went like the Kendrick album.
And Kendrick just got named the number 2 rapper of all time.
Yeah,
right after
come
that,
on, man. That's politics, man.
The Breezy album was called, and Chris Brown was on a sold out tour a few months ago.
That's a brand thing I'm talking about. And I've been told he's a great, can't sing for shit, but he's a great performer, I've been told.
He's a great performer, and his last album was very good.
He was on the internet complaining about the support. What are we talking about?
But that's because he puts out too much music at one time. It's too much to consume.
Man, his albums do be 52 tracks.
Yeah,
because it's streaming now.
Yeah, but still, like, it's too much. Because if you have a nice album that has like a track list in between like 10 to 12. People, if they really like those songs, they're going to keep playing them over and over again.
It's hard for music to stick nowadays.
Yeah, so I can understand why he does it. Because it's a numbers game at this point.
I feel overwhelmed with his albums. I haven't even tried to listen to none of anything that he's released lately.
But I think society as a whole are more about playlists now. So if you put out 30 songs, the chances of them being on high profile playlists and personal playlists go up.
That makes sense.
I'm not making it past 10. Like I'm not going the full 30. I have not listened to a full Chris Brown project in years.
I have, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse as you go.
I keep hearing Breezy was good.
Breezy was good.
How many songs is on that album?
A lot.
15? 15? That's, you know, he got the deluxe. The deluxe was overdrive.
No, it's way more songs on Breezy than, it's way more than 15.
The original version? Probably like 15, 16, somewhere
The Breezy album? No way.
How many in a breezy?
I'm checking right now.
It's way more than 15.
Is this the deluxe? Or that's 33 songs.
That's the deluxe.
See, yeah, I'm not listening to. I'm not listening to.
Breezy is 24. The original Breezy at 24.
That's a double album. I'm not listening to 24 songs. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no story. It's just a bunch of shit I'm just releasing. I'm not listening to
that. That's what SZA just did.
No. Her albums always have like a story.
This last album had a story to it?
I feel like it did. I feel like it was like it was fluid. Just say you didn't enjoy it, but I'm not listening to 24 songs. I'm not doing that.
She had 23.
Yeah, and it took me a while to get through hers because I'm like, I really love SZA. That's the only reason why. But towards like the end, it started getting weird too.
Towards the end?
Yeah.
I think it was gone. Was it Gone Girl? It got weird after that. That was like track 8.
After Gone Girl?
No.
On SZA album? It's called Gone Girl.
I don't agree.
Yeah,
I think Gone Girl was the peak, but she has some heat out of Gone Girl.
Mm.
She has some heat out of
That's where she lost me. But
she lost you at Gone Girl?
After Gone Girl.
Lost you early. Because
I was bigging y'all up. I was bigging y'all up. Like, hey, man, she and her shit. And then after that, it just got weird. But
so you didn't like Shirt? You didn't like Open Arms?
Conceited?
You didn't like any of that?
Skip.
Wow.
Skip.
Yeah. Skip. Yeah, I disagree.
That's nuts.
But I mean, great perform. I mean, you only got a select few, about 5 of them, maybe. Charlie Wilson.
Oh, he puts on a great show. He really
He don't need to though. He's a performer though.
I think he definitely do though.
Yeah, but
Charlie Wilson definitely still put out music.
Well, he did the Yams.
Yeah, but that shit don't
cover.
That shit.
We're not counting the Yams.
That shit don't matter at this point though, because he's such a great performer. Shit, he can perform for shit. What's his name? Don't even got a voice no more, and he's still performing.
Frankie Bev.
But that's kind of sad that they still gotta.
I mean, I'm not getting into their pockets.
You need a retirement.
I mean,
if you don't got a voice anymore, like that.
I mean,
what
if
are
he
we
still
doing?
Got the love for it.
He probably broke.
Teddy was still singing, and he didn't have the majority of his body.
Who?
Teddy.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Curtis, but he still had his voice.
Curtis
just
Mayfield.
Because he was paralyzed didn't
when
mean
Curtis
he didn't
Mayfield
sing.
Got paralyzed, he still was.
They still have their voice, though. Like, that doesn't mean you can still get willed out there and sing. I'm just saying. Can you not? Or you can have your background dancers doing all the stuff, everything.
Well, if it ain't nobody dancing behind me and I'm in a fucking wheelchair, you got me fucked up.
What if they can do some spins?
Cap dying.
I'm just hoping they lock the wheels.
What if you could spin yourself?
Nah,
you done learn some tricks?
Fucked up.
No.
Got your little head mic on?
Hey. You be seeing them niggas, man. I'll be like, oh, you been paralyzed for a minute. When they had a glove on and shit, they be having the glove on. They had a biker glove on. I said, oh, yeah, you been in this.
That upper body strength, they be buff as hell.
And they be hooping.
They be doing pull-ups.
In the paraplegic league.
Legs be all little.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
She said
legs be all little.
Hey, the fade.
Hey, man, roll your ass back on defense, nigga.
Hey,
the
motherfucker, you're
rolling
the wheelchair.
They be super strong, though.
Y'all is wild, man.
Ooh, don't take me with y'all. I'm not going to help with y'all today.
They couldn't do football, huh?
Y'all little, she said.
They not fast enough for football, huh?
You tackle me in the wheelchair. He's not getting back up.
You got to. Ooh.
No, we're not playing.
They be cold ass wide receivers, though.
Maybe
that's
they play
bumper
flag.
Cars. We're not doing that.
Flag. I don't know.
They can punt. Wow. No punt. They had to adjust the rules. Can nobody punt?
Shit.
Had to punch. Yeah. 4th and 5. I think they're going to punch.
They done dragged me in, Shayna. I wasn't supposed to be.
Shout out to the Willies, man. Shout out to the Willies, dog. Shit, it's all love, man.
Yeah, you going to hell.
Oh. Oh shit, it's for real. That game's slow. It probably do be seven or is it like one?
They have the
like Union soldiers?
Yeah, like the niggas that fought in the Civil War? They got like crutches. They're using crutches and they're like playing football, like soccer and shit.
But that's if they have, if they don't
so do they
have
fall
legs
when they catch the ball?
Like if they have a
I don't care what they called? Have. They got a fucking
they're governed by the World Amputee Football.
You know
Federation.
What I'm talking about. Wow.
It's
where they have
seven
like
members.
The little curves and they because they run track too. The amputees, they
oh
they
yeah,
run track.
They do.
What
they
is
do.
That called?
It's, paraplegic.
Special Olympics.
Prosthetic.
No, prosthetic. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Prosthetic.
Just give me a minute.
They be cheating though. Them fast as fuck. They be having.
Because I feel like that's unfair. If you got a whole like curve, you're gonna run. You're gonna run faster than me.
He
like you're gonna be way faster.
He can get a cramp in that prosthetic.
They got one in October here in Las Vegas. October 20th to
please
22nd.
Remind me. Please remind me.
I gotta go. We gotta
please
go.
Please remind me.
We gotta go. Bro, no, we gotta go. Come on. We support
Wheelchair Football League.
Oh shit, we gotta go.
Wheelchair football, I gotta go.
We please. Gotta go.
Yeah, wheelchair football.
Please wheelchair remind football me. League. I'm interested.
That score low as fuck. I gotta be. That score gotta be super low.
No, because they're learning to malnutrition. You
not
good? Like,
I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all
come on, Skinny. We gotta go. Views gotta go to the wheelchair football league.
Just to see how it works and to show our support since we're talking about it.
Yeah, you can actually volunteer on the website. It says.
Oh my God, I can be a ref?
Yeah, it says ref.
Run over your
officials,
foot.
Coaches,
we heard the podcast,
players.
Buddy.
How do you coach somebody in a wheelchair on football?
Talk about legs.
Oh, false start.
I need you to block.
Hey, use your hands, maybe.
What is
I need
happening?
You to block.
I need you to run this route.
Run this. I mean, I need you to wheel this route.
I need you to run this route.
Fuck it. Got caught cheating. PED.
Hey, no, we gotta go, man.
An electrical wheelchair.
I'm going to hop
wheelchair
out that
league.
Chair. Get a fucking touchdown. Get a
wait,
fucking touchdown.
What happened? I thought we were supposed to be getting the lingerie basketball, football. What happened to that?
I don't know. It was going through Ro Renee, so I was waiting on her.
Damn.
Man. But I know it has something to do with trying to get the proper license.
Man, if Sisalak was still in office, that shit would have been green light.
It was basketball.
What kind
like,
of license
they
you need?
They wasn't at the time. Like I know she got to get all her shit with her. At the time, she had to get all her stuff with
aroma license.
No, she had to get all her stuff with her liquor
aroma
shit.
Oh, okay.
Right or some shit. So yeah, That's the only thing she told me. It was something about the licenses, like the you know how county is. County wasn't approving everything.
Oh, you're not fucking around with them liquor licenses. They don't.
She was trying to do it at the Loft Automata.
I definitely still want to see it. I'm gonna hit her about it now.
Please.
Like, what's going
we
on?
Come on, man. We need the basketball league in the video.
Come on, man. Why do you? Come on. No, have you? Y'all ain't been to the new casino yet? Have y'all?
I have not, but I heard it's popping in there though.
Parking lot full of pickup.
But I keep, you know what I kept seeing? You know what I kept seeing?
It's full of pickup trucks.
Oh. I heard the waitresses in there is all right.
I bet they is.
I bet.
Have you been to Chicas Bonitas?
That's what I was getting at. Because we, you know, we in here making the jokes, but I've seen it everywhere. And I still don't understand how niggas get the balls to go in there.
Going where?
Chicas Bonitas.
What do you mean?
I've been in there once.
I've been in there twice.
Boy, the narco, boy, crazy motherfucker. You ain't even put me in no ass because I looked at a hyena.
I think they, I definitely think they're in there getting trafficked.
No.
What? They are getting, new women are getting trafficked. Hyenas. All of them come from.
Are you asking them to blink twice?
No, but
are you
like.
Safe?
All
hell
of,
no. What would I do? What would you do anyways?
Hell no, I don't want to know.
Mind my motherfucking business.
Because whoever you. Trafficking folk probably but got all, resources.
All of them, like every one of them be like, I'm either from Colombia or I'm from Cuba. All
fuck
of them.
Both of them.
Now the ones from Colombia, you got to make sure that they don't got no balls. Because
every single one of them women,
those be
if
the
you
ones.
Ask them, they from Colombia or they from Cuba. All of them.
Speaking of, is Kevin Gates gay?
Wait,
where did that come
how
from?
Did that, where did that speaking of come from?
What did the speaking of?
Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Cause she said they be having balls and shit, but
yeah,
you know he know he messed with. Well, you know what I'm saying?
No, we don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
I did just see something about he messed with a trans or something.
Yeah.
Well, are they still considered a trans if they had the reassigned?
She got the big clit.
Did he know?
Yes.
He knew this was previously a man.
We don't know. Right now, we're only getting the story from her.
If he knew that this person used to own a penis, yeah, yay.
You used to own a penis.
Yeah.
Even if it's now a clit?
Yes.
A white transgender woman.
A white one too? How many atrocities are you going to commit at one time, brother?
We don't know what she identified as racially, though, in all fairness.
So she could have been a Dolezal.
Yeah. She could have identified as African American.
That's a lot of atrocities at one time. Like,
it's a lot to process.
She says,
it's just her story, right?
That now, Brother Gates brought her to his home and introduced her to his wife. When the two disappeared to his room to have sex, she broke the news to him that she was transgender. When she claimed that Kevin Gates noticed that there was something different about her down there.
Something different about her down there. Yeah, because that's a
pussy poking.
She told whoever she was talking to that he said it was okay and finished doing whatever he was doing. She also revealed that he blocked her after that night.
So he must have felt
gay.
Gay remorse the next day.
Gay remorse.
I'm not gay no more.
So that kind of sounds like
it's only one side.
There wasn't a surgery. Yeah, it's only one side. It sounds like
what did you notice?
Well, I mean, she still had a big clit.
I don't know what a surgery vagina looked like.
Me neither. Uh-huh.
But I would guess that it don't look like a homemade one, I guess.
Look it up on your phone, Skinny.
Right? So it won't make it look like one.
Look it up on your phone,
Skinny. So it's a reassign.
Nah. Some shit I ain't looking for.
Search trans pussy, Skinny.
Know what I looked up one time? This one, fucking that Chicago Black Ink shit was going on. She said she got her pussy realigned or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah. I definitely went to go see
what that surgery looked like.
Get the lips.
Like retightened and shit or something like that.
Yeah. Retightened?
This is called rejuvenation, ain't it?
Yes,
rejuvenation.
Yeah. Vaginal. Yeah. They get them circumcised?
Kind of like they get the meat and like the extra meat and shit cut off.
Circumcised.
Yeah.
Ain't that the shit they do in Africa that they don't like?
No, that's where they stitch it up and then they force them. Yeah. Like it was a lot of like brutal things happening over there.
Yeah, inhumane. I don't know about that. But yeah, it's crazy. I did look that up, but I'm not looking up.
I'll look it up, guys.
Remade.
She like that shit.
I'm not looking at that. That's insane.
I've never.
But I would guess that it would look different. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
He was fucking his cousin. So, what did you expect from Kevin Gates?
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, it looks really crazy.
Oh,
it's like a small penis or something.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, you looked it up.
But some.
Big and did you looked it up too?
I ain't scared.
But some of them already be having the big clit though, like the little penis stick out a little bit. Yeah. So what's
is that? What it look like?
What's the difference between now a natural and an unnatural?
Yeah, because that should make you feel gay. Do it just look like it's a big clit?
You can't just don't suck on it.
No, it's like it just looks like a hole.
There. You know what? Okay. shout out.
So ain't no lips on it or nothing?
No. I mean, like, it's like little tiny lips, but it looks really crazy. Wow.
Because they take the dick, they cut the dick, and then they push it
they
in.
They push it in, yeah.
I wonder, like,
what? So you're.
I've been fascinated with
it. I wonder, like, do you still get, like, do you still get sexual pleasure, though? Like, if they're pushing it inside, because. Like if I was a man and I identified as a woman, I would still keep my dick.
Ain't that Caitlyn? Ain't Caitlyn
Kepper? Right? Yeah, Caitlyn, like I want to still feel my sexual.
I watched this crazy show feelings. And
well, maybe the hole.
They feel it.
Well, maybe
they still feel it.
Maybe the hole goes straight to the
booty hole.
Yeah,
that'd be nuts.
What happened? What? Wait. What?
He's saying maybe the hole goes straight to the booty hole.
What? Wait. What? No, they put it inside. Your
G,
of them,
the male G spot is in the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so maybe the hole just goes.
But the person who's inserting,
I don't know if that's
saying it still feels like a vagina.
Okay.
They said they use the sensitive parts of your dick to create the clit.
You know what, Mike? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shout out to Mike.
Let me get that organic pussy.
Well, you know, Mike, you say that, you know, they be faking anyway, so it don't even matter. You know
That's wild.
I'm just, because I'm sitting, you know what I mean? She say that. You sitting here and you like, well, if you getting fucked by a stud, and she be like, that pussy feels so good. Like, how do you even believe that?
Unless they scissoring.
They can scissor.
Oh, like, if I'm hitting her with the, well, not me, but like the study buddy hitting her with the,
plastic?
You know, yeah. She's like, ooh, this pussy
so good. What's the up, dude? Like, when they, okay, so when they scissoring, is like, are they rubbing their clits together?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Nah,
and
it's
like
clits.
Rubbing all the like all the whole like the lips all that together.
What? Never mind.
Shout out, man.
That's insane.
I think that it looks better in the like it looks good on in porn, but like in real life.
In real life it ain't.
With some hairy scissors start a fire?
I would imagine like a rug burn, that would hurt. Hmm. I would think.
I had to search this.
I think to go to any section, like just not even giving a fuck about down there, is says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Like you just, if you going to go meet up with a woman, you just, you know what I'm saying? And she just like pop out and just be like. Whoop.
But sometimes you like you just, you know.
What?
Want to let it grow. Nah. Why?
I don't mind some hair.
I could imagine what it feels because, like,
when some hair is not like
when the pricklies are coming back, it feels crazy.
I know it'd be tickling.
That's itchy.
Your clit tickler right here, it'd be tickling that right there. I don't like it.
Do it bother you? Because you say you don't eat, you say you don't eat pussy though. So do it even bother you? Do that even bother you?
I was talking about my male part when the pussy is like when she's regrowing hair, like you kind of feel it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about my mouth at all.
Does it feel itchy like when it's growing back?
It just feel prickly, like it just feel prickly.
That's tough, man. Shout out, man.
Listen, this show is everywhere.
You know
tonight.
I can say salute, like when it comes to like maintenance, I think sugaring is the most excruciating pain ever. Like it's what, 10 times worse than waxing.
What is sugar? Boy, that waxing shit is terrible.
Maybe not 10 times, maybe 5 times worse than sugaring, because they actually they put the like the hot sugar on you. It's
so
you know
it's literally,
spreadable.
It's literally hot sugar.
So yeah, so they put it on you and then they do the pull down. And the pull down is grabbing all of your hair and then they rip it back in the opposite direction
oh,
and
that's
pull the hair
shit.
Follicle out.
It look like silly putty.
Yeah.
I've seen that shit before.
Oh, because you got waxed before.
Yeah.
That?
You're down there?
No, sir.
Your back.
His back.
I love my dick. I would never do that to it.
Mm. I mean, it's worth it once you go. Like, the first wax is going to be, or sugaring is going to be the worst. Yeah. Because, like, if you used to shave and stuff like that, the hair is thicker and it's more coarse. So when you pull it out, it hurts, like, really bad. So you have to keep going. So that it's not as painful. But that pull down with sugaring, like it just sounds like, okay, I'm gonna go get sugared. Like it sounds,
you
know.
Gotta go, man.
When the women, when
great,
the,
but
when the women hair
very
grow,
painful.
You're the guinea pig for us.
Nah. I had a conversation with somebody at one point a little bit ago, and they were like, I would eat your booty, but you would have to get it waxed. Yeah,
so correct. You thought about it?
With this particular
fuck
person.
That. Nah, you got me fucked up. You finna go through these bushes.
She was like, you know, the hair holds.
No,
bacteria.
You manscape. Like, be honest.
She's like, the hair holds bacteria. So, I mean, I would consider it. But if we ever got to that point, you gotta wax that.
Wax that ass.
When women hair grow out, do they be like twisting it like a dread and shit?
That's funny.
Y'all be twisted like a dread?
No.
You never play with your pubic hair?
You know, just like twisting it, like.
Maybe like in the middle part, like
women are
like
disgusting.
In front of
that was a cold setup. That was a cold setup.
It was.
If it gets too long right there, baby.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
I saw a lady that braided hers. It was super long.
You know what?
It was on the internet.
That's cool. Jesus Christ. What the fuck do you be watching? Do you be looking like, at?
It was like a random video that came up on Twitter.
Was it like cornrow braids or was it like
no, she had it like, it was like one long braid. You know how like how men when they have long beards and then they braid that?
Oh.
Yeah. The dub C.
I couldn't lick her on the back of Shang Tsung.
She was like washing it and like brushing it out. It was really weird, but.
When she was in the shower washing
Yes.
I saw that video.
Yes.
That shit was nuts. That shit was nuts.
Yeah, well, what, you don't miss nothing, do you?
But they don't be on social media.
That'd be the days I'd be on social media. I just happen to be on social media.
Right. Yeah, you full of shit.
Every day.
But you're not looking for that. Like, I wasn't looking for long pubic hair online.
That shit
like,
was super long,
up.
Too. But she was fully clothed, though. That's the cold
and it was body. Down her thigh, and it she was shampooing thigh. It.
Are we sure that was from her?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She
had like a dress with, like, slits on the sides. You can, like, see her washing it.
That's wild.
But Asian lady.
I don't really like manscaping, though.
You don't like, you don't shave, you don't?
I'm not a barber, man, so I try to trim it down and shit look weird.
You don't have to be a barber, what?
It'd be, you know, because it don't be looking even. So, you fuck
what
around
you
and just fuck,
do, put a
you
design?
Just fuck around and you shave it all and then
like
it's like,
blending
boy,
shit.
When that shit start growing wait, back, oh so my wait, God,
what
nigga.
Were you trying to, were you trying to shave it bald or were you trying to
nah,
like,
you know what I mean? I don't like, because I don't, the baldy, when that shit come back, boy. Yeah. Boy, ooh,
you start
wee.
Thinking something went wrong,
man. Look itch. Here, boy.
Yeah, it's like a motherfucker.
So I be trying to trim it, but it be like you know, like I don't know. I get like chili bowl vibes. Like oh, it don't be even. You know what I mean?
Why don't it be even?
It's just like not, uneven fade.
You can't use both your hands.
It just don't look right.
With the guards.
It don't look right.
So you try to like cut it down.
Wait, you be giving your shit like a two?
Nah, I don't. If I do, it's, I'm gonna trim it. I ain't never went bald.
Oh, okay. Shout out to you.
I ain't never went bald.
I'd be afraid to put that down there, like
the Nixon cuts hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
the,
that's why
the Clippers
I'm not.
Is,
I'm not playing
that's
like
crazy.
That.
That hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, not playing.
Macho,
like
you
that.
You bald? You bald everywhere or?
You want to know if the carpet matched the drapes? This motherfucker asked me if the carpet matched the drapes. Nah, man, I got like a little, you know, little Caesar. Like a little low fade, man.
What is happening?
I'm going to get
right
there
now.
One day.
I don't know. This whole show is just,
so do you,
just everywhere.
Do you use the same clippers for your balls that you do for your face? Like your hair? Or you got like special dick clippers?
Well, I got like a whole bunch of clippers.
Yeah,
some
I got,
old clippers.
I got different.
You got the ing, chip, chip. You turn that when you turn that switch on them. Those. I remember I used to. My dad had those. I used to try to put the slits in my eyebrows, cutting shit out my eyebrows, bleeding like a motherfucker.
You use the same clippers for your hair as you do for your dick.
They have.
I don't shave.
They
myself.
Have the body shavers though, like so you don't cut yourself like that.
Yeah, they're not as sharp.
No, they're not.
Man,
and it takes longer.
What you trying to do? Go deep, deep?
No, I'm saying, like, they have shavers. A body you have one. That's for, like, your body that you wouldn't use on your head.
Oh, no. I'm not shaving myself, though. I'll be getting scared. I'm scared.
So you just grow it.
If I ain't going to the barbershop, I am not touching my face.
He's talking,
talking about
face.
Okay.
Something else.
Oh,
shit. You go to the barbershop to get your...
But that sounds insane.
Really crazy. I had to try to save you.
That, yeah, because it was sounding nuts. No pun intended.
You got to pull that down, Barbara.
No, man. I be trying to manscape, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like the baldy. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. You know, it comes back with a vengeance. You know?
But that'll be wild. You know, Barbara got to hold your head, get the certain line you want, just pulling your dick around it, cut it right.
I'm
oh
not gonna lie
God.
Though, like when.
Hey man, hold your balls up. I gotta get up on
the. Hold your balls up, man.
Hey, nah. Hell no. Nah, that's gross. Imagine you had to pull your shit up.
That'd be nuts.
You know what's crazy though? Like, I bet that'll be a great paying job.
I swear to goodness, you took the words out of my mouth.
I bet that would be a great paying job.
But
shave
you know
dicks
what?
All day.
Some men, like, they go in to be waxed like that. Like, they get the Brazilian, too.
I'm talking about actually get somebody
with like, some clippers. Really, with some dick clippers.
And really.
Damn, that sounds really gay.
But it sounds gay. Yes.
I will hope it's a woman, but women, I'm probably sure it'll probably be
and
a man.
It gets weird.
Too, but I'm just saying. I bet that'd be a great paying job for someone.
Absolutely.
Have y'all ever seen, like, good-looking waxers?
Yeah. I know one personally.
Do you?
It's like really pretty.
Is that right?
I would never go to her because I've known her since I was like 13, but she's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a waxer.
Why would you go to
her? Why do that matter?
She's not looking at my pussy. Like, that's not happening.
Our vagina looks the same to
her. I don't care. Yeah, it does. And she says that too. Like, you guys can come to me. Nah.
So you wouldn't let anybody that knows you
no.
do it?
Has she ever hit on you before?
No, uh-uh.
Why?
That would
be the only reason why I would see somebody not doing
why would you? Yeah, why would you not?
I just wouldn't. I don't know. Like,
women walk around naked all the time.
I just wouldn't.
I see so many women get naked in front of their friends.
Well, first off, she's in San Diego. But I just couldn't see myself doing that. Like, we know each other personally. I just don't want you asking me. I'd rather just go to somebody that I don't know to pay for a service and be done with it.
Especially if she's sugaring. Like, taste it. See if it tastes like sugar.
Oh no! What?
Lick it. See if he gonna like it. It's good. I'm good to go home.
No, I'm not doing that with somebody. Please.
Were you like that around your friends? Like y'all, like naked around each other and shit?
Mm-mm.
See, I'm ignorant. So I was like, yeah, that baby fucked her up.
I'm just playing.
Shout out to all the women out there. You know what I mean? Motherly nature.
Yeah, nudes. I never had that like bonding where we like sent nudes to each other. I never.
You ain't skinny dip?
Never did none of that with none of my friends. I don't know.
What about getting dressed?
Don't be around each other naked.
Huh?
Getting dressed.
Like getting dressed, like that's. I've gotten dressed, but like never like, oh, girl, look at this picture and see if I should send it to my dude. Like,
but what,
women
okay,
do that.
But what's
I've
the difference between y'all going to the bathroom together?
Well, I don't know. You can't really see nothing. We have to squat when we pee. So all you seeing is like my back?
Hella ass.
Like when on vacation, y'all was putting on bikinis in front of each other? Like none of that? Like,
no. This thing keep falling off my head.
Like, I don't. Every woman I know been naked around her best friends, her sisters, or shit, they mothers.
Yes.
Well, like see, they just walk around like that.
You know what? I did not grow up with a naked mom. Like my mom was very reserved. She had went through like some trauma. She went through trauma, so like it was a different growing up experience. Yeah. Like if you have a mother that didn't go through anything like that, and they were used to being naked, you know, just being free, then yeah, you probably would just be more open to that. But I didn't grow up like that.
It irritates me the fact that mothers walk around their kids naked.
Yeah, my mom never did that. She never even talked about sex at all.
No, my mom never did that.
Why you tapping him like that?
That's what he said. It sounded like he was on the shoulder.
It only took my kids
talking like
one
my
trip.
My kids' moms, though. My kids' moms walk around, you know, the kids. They yeah. All the time.
It took my kids one trip. Hey.
Because they don't have a naked mom either. So it was.
Oh, your mom was naked around the kids.
What, nigga? What?
Your mom was naked around you growing up?
Your mom was naked around your real kids? Yeah. Like your kids? Like her grandbabies?
What?
They just went on a trip last October, and all of them was like,
insane.
And then she just got naked.
That is insane.
Man, look, man, that's old. Boy, what? Shit. Oh,
they had a heart attack. They had a great time, but yeah, they.
If Bernice had ever got naked in front of me.
You know what? Like, I miss those things. I miss those things so much, man. Like,
being around your mom naked?
No, like the
long nipple,
like the you know what I mean. The 60s and 70s grandmas, man, and you know what I mean, the 90s aunties, man. It's just not there no more, man.
What part do you miss? Because we were talking about being naked around these people, and you just said out of nowhere.
I mean that it don't. It doesn't bother me. It don't bother. I mean,
you had a naked mom.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't bother me
it
at
wasn't
all.
Like
you know
a
what I'm
sexual.
Saying? It was
thing.
Just. It was kind of like dope. It was kind of like. Dope to see my kids go through that. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you know, that's how we came up, man. Shout out.
And they were, like I said, they're super shocked because they don't have a naked mom. Like, I don't just be walking around.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm not doing all that. So.
Yeah, I ain't never had that.
They were stressed out.
No.
Like, what is happening?
What is happening? Mama, why? Where are your clothes at?
When we was, man, they used to call us roguish, though, so, you know.
I've never had, that's wild.
Macho. There's naked. There's naked up there where you at?
Where?
Yeah, the naked mom.
Nah.
I remember my grandma.
Like, can you imagine that roles reverse?
My grandma had
your pops just walking around his dick out.
that's nuts.
Wait,
they're both nuts.
That's a double standard. My pops can't walk around naked.
Nah, that's
it's his house too.
It's his house too.
I agree though.
No way.
Especially when it comes to like
no
niece. Son, can you do this yet? Son, can you do this?
Let's helicopter, son. Let's helicopter.
You're going to be on a sex offender list.
Yeah, nah, yeah. We ain't rolling.
You ain't got this yet, son.
No, we going to get it. We going to get it. Yeah, we ain't rolling with that, man.
All the expenses, we got this birthmark on our dick right here, son. Let me see yours. You get the birthmark on your dick?
And he really,
you ain't mine. You ain't got a damn birthmark.
He really operates like that. Because, like, if I leave the door open and he's, like, flipping out. But I'll be in the shower and then come out and my door is, like, wide open. I'm like, dude. Extend the same courtesy. I don't want the kids to see me naked either.
That's insane.
Be flipping
it's
out.
It's different. It's different. And you know what? It honestly worked for me a little bit, I would say, because when I did come up, I wasn't tripping about a woman's body. Like, that wasn't kind of what moved me. I was already kind of just used to it.
Well, see, because it wasn't sexualized for you. Like, it wasn't a sexual experience. You just seen your mom naked and...
Because a woman's body is more natural. Like, it's presented more naturally. You know what I'm saying? Because they breastfeed. You know what I'm saying? So it's presented more naturally. Like, this is natural.
Yeah, but people still sexualize that, too. They get offended. Facts. They're like, why are you breastfeeding you? This isn't that.
And once I came up,
you're literally feeding your child.
A woman's, like, her, you know, her body and all that shit. You'd be like, damn, she got a good body. But it didn't move me. It didn't. I wasn't moving weird because...
Yeah, shout out to my mom for not walking around naked because I enjoy looking at the nude.
No, I remember, I used to love Chucky.
And we coming up in different times. Moms is
and my grandma had breast cancer. And you know,
wait, what?
She had to use one.
I said we coming up in a different time.
She had to get the whatever it's called.
What is it called?
I was stabbing the shit out of her fake titty.
What?
That ain't a mastectomy.
Yeah.
She had a fake joint. It was like a jelly joint.
Your grandma had, okay.
Stabbing the fuck out that motherfucker. I couldn't stab nothing else.
Why would you stab your grandma with titty?
Because I wanted to be, I was Chucky.
You stabbed your grandma with titty?
Stabbing the fuck out that motherfucker.
Did you know it was a fake titty before you stabbed it?
I don't think so. It was just some jelly in her.
But whatever anger issues you had as a kid, I'm so happy you got up out of that.
That shit was probably like, because
Nick, you probably would be doing life right now. Like, we probably would have never met you. Like, you was a different kind of.
Like, but you, the fact that you say you didn't know it was jelly, so you just was stabbing this lady's titty.
Some shit, yeah.
So if that had been a real titty, you'd cut her titty off.
It was in her drawer, he said.
It was in her drawer.
Oh, what the fuck?
He was just being bad.
Oh, okay.
The titty was in the drawer?
What were you doing in her drawer anyway? What did your ass whip?
Being bad.
So just
when she put her bra on, she grabbed that titty and she put it inside the bra.
So I guess so. She couldn't do it then.
So wait.
Fucked up Grandma Wednesday.
So Grandma was just walking around the house with one titty?
She must have. Boy, I know she was. I mean, I didn't hear from her, but I'm pretty sure she opened that drawer. I was like, God damn, what the fuck?
You might have massacred my titty.
Yeah, stabbed the fuck out that motherfucker, man. And it was satisfied too. I can't lie.
Oh, can you imagine?
Because it was 90s, so it was like, it
I'm
was jelly.
Get you sucker
I don't know what they look like now.
Well, female, just take the titty. Like, I don't got my left titty.
So no, I think they get the breast implants. A lot of them do.
No, the fact that she had it in the drawer means that.
So that means she's just walking around the house with one titty.
I mean, by that it's my grandma, man. You know, she don't give a fuck.
Like, no, I get that part.
Grandma probably had a man or something, and now she got, now you done fucked up her titty that she could have took over to his house.
He couldn't.
Now he can't suck on the fake titty.
Have y'all ever walked or found something like that you had no business finding, like going through other people's shit?
I found a dildo in my auntie's room.
I found a...
Did you smell it?
I don't know.
He did.
I might have shit.
He definitely did.
I found a hamper full of dildos, and it was like one that was like big as like an arm.
Wait, where was this at?
I forgot, a kickstand.
It was at my grandma's house, but I'm not
your
gonna say
grandma
who it
was a freak.
No, it wasn't hers, and I'm not gonna say who it belonged to. But
as long as an arm,
it was huge. It was something that was like big.
God damn!
So I just wonder, like, what kind of hole can you put that in, and why did you have a whole hamper full of them?
And why
like,
is it at your grandma's house? Your grandma don't be.
It wasn't
around
my
the
grandma's.
House?
Though.
I'm saying it was at your grandma's house.
Yeah.
Did you ever get answers?
No, I was too young. I couldn't because I wasn't supposed to be in there.
You grown up now, so. Though.
Hey, remember that hamper you had?
Yeah. That's how you knew about that?
So you found a dildo.
A hamper full of dildos. Of dildos, different sizes.
Like a treasure trove.
So my dad closet.
Listen.
So my dad closet. Like first of all, he got like all the he used to have all like the pornos and shit like just there. Like my brother.
He used to purchase them?
My dad, back in the day, nigga, they got the.
You had to buy them.
You had to buy the pornos. It wasn't no phone shit.
Why do you care how he got them?
I'm saying you couldn't come to like the video store and rent them?
But.
Who going to the video store to buy pornos?
So they had a whole section.
No, he used
they
to buy.
The curtain.
Right now, you go to my dad's house, he has a fucking thing full
still.
Of pornos still. Like
VHS?
All the VHS. He still got
I've,
all of them.
I've never, ever. I've seen.
And DVDs.
I've seen it. Now, I've seen a CD. I have never seen an original porn tape before.
They are
it was always something copied.
The first porn I seen was an original porn tape.
The tape say Smack That Ass Volume 1. You know, they put the tape on the front of the tape.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
nigga,
about.
Nigga, yo, what video
the yellow,
did you go to?
They put
up?
The yellow tape on the VHS. They put the yellow tape on it, and they write it in the ink.
No, they have, I swear they have the biggest covers for the pornos. It'd be like big-ass cases. For the VHS, it's crazy.
Really big, huh? Yeah. So big. Skinny, tell us about your pops' closet.
So my first time moved with my pops and shit. My brother go in the closet like, pops, let me get one of them pornos or whatever, right? Mm. My pops give him a porno or whatever.
That's crazy.
He wanted to go watch a porno with his chick and shit. Okay, I guess so. And when I go in the closet, I'm like, pops,
so he let
like
your
a,
dad pick it for him.
Yeah, like Pops, what's the best one? Yeah.
Oh, and Pops was just
hey,
like,
hey, son, she got some ass in this one.
This the one.
That's insane.
But, I'm in the closet. And I'm like, Pops, it's like this big ass red dildo. Like, why do you have this? He's like, shit. When I want to fuck, I hand her that.
Solutions oriented.
Oh, and it was red.
It was a big red dildo.
Talk about gang banging.
True story, man.
Double entendre. I like that. She's clever.
So, he kept it at his house? Like, why didn't she just take this home and then when you come over here, you just bring it with
he
you?
He had it for whatever woman come over. Like, Pops was.
So he was just recycling.
This is like dildo. Pops back in his single mode. Like, this him back. Single.
Did he ever like wash it off?
I don't know what they did. I didn't ask all the questions. I just asked
very
one question.
Off. It's just feeling like back a little bit.
I mean, I don't know what he did. I would hope he did, but all I know is it was there. And I'm like, Pops, what the fuck is this big ass? Why would you? What is this big ass red dick?
What did she come over there for? If I didn't feel like
Pops say, what is it for?
But I don't feel like fucking. I just added it to her.
What did she come over for?
Hey, here, blood.
What is she? That's the, why are you here? If you're not here to fuck, like, why did I even call you
my
over here?
God, what is happening?
If you live here, that's different.
Listen, man, my father's a different. He's a different individual, man. Yeah,
macho,
crazy.
Man, honestly, it wasn't nothing freaky, but my cousin used to hide his money and gun in my closet. He didn't think I knew, but I used to take pictures of it when he was gone.
You took pictures of money and gun?
Yeah.
What did you do with him?
Huh?
What'd you do with him?
What I do with
him? What'd you do with the picture?
John Moran ass nigga.
Oh, yeah. We ain't had no Instagram or nothing, though, so I just take pictures of it and just have it.
Oh, what you having it like in your hand?
Like
and shit.
A Polaroid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But my grandma's teeth used to freak me out when I was younger. Seeing them teeth on the sink, that shit. Yeah. Like,
I that's kind of traumatizing.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit
that's
was
wild.
Weird.
I never seen a full teeth, just one tooth.
Yeah, no, my grandma had full dentures.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. I already know, man. I already talked to my mom before, so.
Have you ever seen somebody put like the one denture in?
No, let's talk about yours again for the people that just joined us.
What?
What'd you find?
Man, all I wanted to do was just that I wanted to record, man. To Jill Scott, a long walk, man, and mystical shaky ass in danger. And man, I popped that tape in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you found it. Yeah, your mom and dad fucking.
I forgot about that. I didn't see it. It was quick. We had a new VCR. It was
so you weren't even like in shock, like you just saw.
I was like, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
What did you actually see? Like, what did you?
I just, you know,
my dad recorded a lot of shit, so I'm quite sure you probably have.
I had a naked mom, them. Man. I know.
You know
the silhouette. You
know who it was. I know that body.
I just wanted to record Danger, man. I like Mystical, man. I like Danger, man.
Did they ever find out that you found it?
I don't know.
Did you tape over it?
They know now.
No, I didn't. I did.
They got to know now.
Probably.
Did your mom listen?
Shout out to moms, man.
That's funny.
That's insane. I thought I had the only parent that, like, supplied porn, though.
Your mom supplied porn?
Like, she didn't, like, supply it. But she, like, she worked at a hotel. So everything that they found in the rooms, they would, like, bring home. So I would like going on work back and it'd be like a Playboy that somebody had left in the room.
Oh, like a magazine.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't be no maid, man.
My pops had hella magazines, bro.
That's how she had the Playboy where LaToya Jackson was in it.
My pops had all the black porn magazines.
How did they get off of like all that hair? Like you can't even see the vagina. It's just my hair. Listen.
You could see it. They was
my pop side of the family is a different breed, man. They are different. I'm telling you, I didn't walk in the house and like it's on some hustling shit, but like my uncle, my cousin, like literally they have just a porno just playing like normal, like yeah, it's regular TV.
That's weird.
I was like, what?
I've experienced
they
that.
Thought nothing of it. Like they then wasn't paying attention this? To it. Like that's just literally what's on TV. Loud as hell.
Why are we watching it?
In the background, like the news.
Just in the background.
See, I grew up, man. A lot of that shit, man, didn't get to me, man. Like, you know, because I grew up with older cousins. You know what I mean? So
they would just watch porno?
No, not that, but like I mean one of my cousins, like, I was young, man. I was little. And he fucked a girl on her period and shit. And I walked in and it was like blood on the sheets and shit. And I was like,
as long as he had a towel though, he good.
Did you kill her? But you know what I mean? But you know. I seen too much as a kid. Way too much.
That's wild.
Way too much.
Yeah, I don't know. Like my mom's side and my dad's side is like two different people. I guess my mom's is mostly girls and then my dad's side is mostly dudes. So but providing porn is a thing. Man.
Yeah, that happens.
Well my dad's side of the family all banging, so them niggas. Yeah. My mom's are niggas.
Well they banging too. My listen, my cousin always tell a story about him and my dad flipping a chick. Mm-mm. Like it's
what?
Yeah, it's wild over there. That's like when I was young, I used to hear that shit.
You never flipped no chicks with your family,
nigga. I always wanted to flip a chick with my pops.
Oh, with your pops? Nah, that'd be
because of my cousin would tell me stories about. It, I used to be like, that'd be dope.
Wait.
But I haven't hit the same chick.
When y'all flipping a chick, are y'all all in the same room or is like one in, one out?
Like one hitting from the back, one getting hit. That's what a flip is. Like, it's a coin toss. Wow. Flip. That's what the flip is. That's why I call it the flip.
You ain't...
flipping with your uncle.
Okay, yeah. Ivan, because I know you frequent... You,
I ain't never
you used to. Used to frequent the clubs and, you know what I mean, the shit like that.
Okay.
In those moments, you ain't never been, like, intimidated? Like, man, I'll be like...
Mm-mm.
Nigga kind of big, bro.
Mm-mm. Nah. No. Nah, never.
That's wild.
It's
that type of weird shit.
I guess you just it's like it's pretty, like you see it's everybody in there. Not everybody naked, but I don't know. It's not weird. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like I've seen men like be bigger than me. Like okay, that's cool. Like I don't gotta do it.
I'm still here for this.
I'm gonna get mine off and I'm out of here. Like that's cool. Hey, that's do you, brother?
Yeah, like
God bless you.
Seen some impressive shit.
One time, I'm like, okay, hey, man.
Like, hey, bro, I see you.
So let me hurry up and get out the way, man, because you know what I'm saying? She ain't going.
Yeah, salute that nigga.
Wild, hey, man, hey, I ain't mad at you.
Hey, bro, that's you. That's all you.
Let me go get out the way,
which is a valid question because sometimes men do get that surgery.
Yeah. What surgery?
To get more length.
Man get dick surgery?
BB male.
Yeah. That's a thing.
It's a thing. I don't think
dick surgery is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, knee surgery is a thing.
But I mean,
when will it work afterwards? You still nut?
They say you down for like a year. That's what I was told.
No.
I was told you
but
down.
But for women, it's more of a girth thing, right? Ain't a
yeah, it's more of a length is like, I mean, some people like being punished. I'm into that.
No, being punished you. Is nuts. No. Yeah, they say I was told you down for like a year if you get it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, I can't miss out on a year.
Man, they get fake abs.
I know the fake abs. That's nuts. Shout out to Drake.
You can get knees now.
You can get what?
You can get like knees.
Like leg extensions?
Like you taller? Make you taller.
I survived it.
Just leave your body alone. I'm good.
Like, just leave your body alone. That's why you got to be funny. When you funny, 5 feel like 8. You funny, 5 feel like 8.
Well, wait. Because
5 feel like 8 when you funny.
You're not funny during sex.
That's what that... She's endeared to you.
Yeah, you got her by then.
Yeah.
When it's time for sex, you already got her.
Yeah.
It's just based on how much she likes you. And honestly, 8 can be excruciating pain sometimes, depending on if he knows what you're doing or not.
God bless you.
Just
God bless you, sister.
Yeah. You give me a... You give me about 8 through 10, I'll probably get lazy.
And that's it. That's exactly cool. How it usually is, because like they feel like just because they have really big dicks that they don't have to do nothing, like just fucking. Yeah. They ain't trying to do nothing extra. And then when they do, like when they are trying to do extra, they're just like pounding, like, no, thank you.
I ain't no pussy. What? I should be on me. What? He got
that's out.
Dick. That's it.
That's out.
Yeah. Well, I saw the video the other day where the girl was like, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. And she was like, you know, like, this is too much. Like, she basically was saying women on the internet are capping. Like, because I've heard women say, like, bigger dicks are nice to just look at.
Yes.
Like, aesthetically, they're pleasing, but, like, they don't feel good.
That's true. In my perspective, that's true.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that conversation quite a bit.
Like, it looks good in porn, but... Do I want that? No. Mm-mm.
And I don't think people understand. Those are actors. Yeah. Like I've talked to some of them women, and it, like that's not. Mm-mm. Like they're performing.
Yeah, they say that it's not enjoyable either. Like, yes, it's not really doing anything but causing pain.
Look
yeah.
here, man. God give me an 8 through 10. You can't tell me shit. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
You gonna get a divorce.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
It's Pound Town every time.
Pound Town, baby.
And that's what they be wanting to do. That's insane. No. No. Like, get off of me. Mm-mm.
Pound Town.
So wait, long time ago.
Pound Pound.
Why aren't women more
Pound Pound 2000, baby? Gate coat.
Why aren't women more like forthcoming with this information? Like, why aren't they more
women
honest?
Say this all the time. Women say it all the time.
I'm being drowned out by the big dick.
How is dick shaming a thing then?
That's just like when you just mad and you don't like him no more, or he like
y'all
embarrassed you.
Shots
you upset.
At our manhood. Yeah. Whatever y'all can say.
It's like you don't have anything else to say. That's like saying that you gay, or like he must be gay.
Because y'all do it.
You don't have nothing else to say.
Y'all do it from a parental standard, dude.
What do you mean?
Like.
From a parental standard? What does that mean?
You know, when we ain't, especially, you know, the baby mama, baby daddy situations, you know, when y'all not happy, y'all attack our parenting.
Facts.
Mm.
That's a
well,
fact.
We say what we feel is going to hurt you most. I think that's just a people thing, though.
That's a fucked up thing.
It's a people thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we don't have that power, though. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I tell a chick she's a bad mother. Man, what the fuck? Fuck you. It don't hit
but
the same.
But there are bad mothers.
Yeah, but it don't hit the same, no.
It is. It's a ton of bad mothers.
They look good on social media, though. Same way the niggas do, really.
Yeah. It's a people thing.
Yeah.
It really is. Either you're a good parent or you're not.
I don't know.
I see women talk about their traumatic relationships with their mothers all the time.
Yeah, I don't see this.
I see it all the time.
I don't see this.
Their mother, they call it a mother wound.
Like, well, I've never heard it. I've never heard it be given a term. Like, what does it mean when you say mother wound?
Like, growing up with trauma, as far as like, you know, arguing with your mother constantly abusing you verbally or physically sometimes, and you know, like these, it's some really crazy moms out there. And just because they're present doesn't mean that they're not causing.
Absolutely.
I think we have a chaos issue. And I remember one, I remember for a while, I think Ivan had said it to me a long time ago. Like, I used to be able to operate great within chaos, you know, when shit is chaotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of relationships, it's like, people don't know where and how to express the chaos within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just because your shit is chaotic and you don't know where to take it, don't bring that shit to me.
Yeah.
So you don't know where to express yourself. Your situation is chaotic. So to get, you bring that shit to me and fuck up my shit?
But sometimes you, like, you do that like subconsciously. Like, you're not even realizing that you're bringing chaos to everybody else. It's just that you feel so overwhelmed inside that it just spills out all over everything, especially if you're like a super, super emotional person. Like, you may not even be trying to do it purposely, but it just comes out in everything.
I disagree somewhat. I feel like it's purposeful, but not conscious. Like, mm-hmm. subconsciously you're trying to, because some people absolutely feel comfortable in chaos. Like, I've heard women say, I don't feel comfortable unless I don't feel like a man loves me unless he's beating me. Like, who wants that?
Facts.
But okay, but peace is boring. It is very boring. I know everybody like to use the peace word, and you know what I mean? I'm trying. That shit is
I agree.
It's boring.
I agree.
I don't mind being bored.
I'm sorry, about to say, I'm fine with that shit.
I am getting there, but I think we like to, I can't think of the word, but it's like how everybody loves to talk about therapy now.
We romanticize it as if
absolutely. It's just, you're going to, like, therapy is easy. You know what I mean?
And it's not.
Peaceful is, are you having peace in your life, is the equivalent of standing still. That shit can be very boring.
You know what? I think when I feel like I'm at a very peaceful point in my life, or I just feel like everything is going good, for some reason I'll be like, something's about to happen.
Self-sabotage.
Like, I always think that, or I'll be like, I wish I could bottle up this feeling for when I feel sad. Like, I don't know why I can't just enjoy the peaceful moment.
And I think you're putting that energy out there, so when shit goes bad, it's kind of like, see, I knew it was going to happen. Yeah, but you kind of put that energy, and you may have subconsciously influenced things to go bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I nudge shit unconsciously and very subtly, but I nudge shit to start going this way. Like, so I was kind of low-key looking for it. I wanted it.
But that's a pessimist mindset. I have it. And I said this before, like, I didn't develop that mindset because I wanted to. It's like a defensive mechanism. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're prepared for something, it doesn't hit or it doesn't hurt as much because I'm already prepared for it. And I think as a people, our community in general, it's very few of us that's able to live life on the offensive. We all live life from a defensive position. The majority of us.
Right.
So, in hindsight, aren't we all? Are we all pessimists? Somewhat? Our community?
It depends on if you kind of separate, like, your hope from your reality. Mm-hmm. Like, you hope for the best, but you know something can go wrong.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably, like, the balance that'll keep you sane. Shit, I always think I'm gonna have a great ass day, but I know I can get pulled over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit like that. Like, But I always wake up expecting to have a great ass day. That's the optimism in me. But I think we gotta have some. I don't think nobody's a complete optimist or a complete pessimist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I started, man, you know, I think I hold it well, which isn't fair to myself, but I stress about everything. Mm. I am a stressor to the T. And I think that's why I don't like to take on other people's problems and I stay away from it, because I start thinking about their shit and how to help them on top of my shit. And so I started taking, what the fuck is it called? Ashwagandha. Man, look here, man.
What the hell is that?
It's for stress.
It's like an aphrodisiac / stress reliever herb.
You take the gummies?
Yeah. They're strong as fuck.
Yeah.
But I had to catch myself, man, and I ain't taking them today. I ain't taking them today because they work. And wifey was going through some shit. Wifey was stressed out. And I was kind of like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
he was like so unbothered. I was just stressed.
And I had to catch myself. I apologized. Well, yesterday, yeah. I had to apologize, like, hey, mom, like, I'm going to lay off up for a minute because I was like, hey.
But don't lay off too hard. Like,
no, but like my, I've been
enjoying that ashwagandha.
Yeah, my moods have been, I've been in great moods. I did take, you know, listen to the directions if you decide to go that route, you know.
Oh my god!
I did take, because you're supposed to take one through. I mean, you're supposed to take two throughout the day, but I tried to. I forgot what we was doing, but I took two in one sitting to catch up on my schedule.
After I begged, I said, please, there's a reason why they have a dosage on here. Don't take two at once.
You missed your morning dose.
Just give it to me.
Skinny, when I tell you, I thought I took an edible.
Bro, it was high.
Like, I'm talking about knocked out. I couldn't get up.
That's crazy.
I couldn't get up.
That's why I wanted, because I saw a girl on Twitter talking about them. Like, she takes them, and yeah. that's like the best sleep. I guess it lowers your serotonin levels.
Yeah.
And it helps you, like, relieve stress, and she slept better.
Yeah, see, I've been reading up on it too, and then, you know, a lot of people are like, you gotta take it in cycles because, you know, a healthy amount of stress is good for you. And yesterday I was kind of like, you know, wifey was, she was so, you know, she was so stressed out. She was stressed out about something very serious. And I was like, bro, I don't give a fuck.
Like, he was like, don't bring that in here.
I was
some support right now.
Fuck, bro. Like,
I'm actually going to Walmart.
So it is the first.
It does really.
Is that Walmart?
Yeah.
That is probably the first.
That
is the first supplement I'm currently on that 100% works.
It comes in pill form and gummies. And I was a little offended when he walked into the house with it, because I bought him a bottle of it last year. And it took for him to read it on Reddit to come in with some gummies. I'm like, I have the pills, like, right here. I got them right here for you.
You planted the seed, though.
See, I'm scared none of that shit. Because
when
I took the Macaroo before, the shit didn't work for me.
I broke out.
When I took melatonin, it didn't work for me. When we did the microdose and shit, it didn't work for me. So I'm like, do I have a...
Yeah, when you did the microdose and shit, yeah.
So I'm like, damn, like, do I have an intolerance?
By yourself.
I'm saying, well, we did it.
Exactly. Shout out to Tony, man. He said, I don't give a fuck, Herb. That's exactly what it is.
It does work.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Don't expect it to work on the very first day. I would say, like, the second day. Okay. Like, second, third day, you'll start feeling like...
But that's all. That is all. Like, I guess that's why, you know, the social media shit don't bother me. You know what I mean? Because that's the majority of my... Like, I can go on TikTok and it don't be nothing but... workout and supplement shit and shit like comedy. Like, so I'm not really, you know, my algorithm is a little different from everybody else's. Now, Facebook on the, you know, you got to peek in on that one, you know what I mean? But other than that, man, shit, my timelines be looking great. And then I'll be on Reddit, man. You know, I love Reddit, man. That's the greatest.
I downloaded Reddit. I still ain't got all this shit.
I showed wifey, man, I have fucking found a gangbanging community. I fell into a fucking rabbit hole. I was all in that motherfucker. They had a Las Vegas one too, but it was a little bit in there.
On TikTok, on Reddit.
On Reddit.
Like when you say community, like what, like?
Because Reddit is basically all communities, right? So I could go on Reddit. So you know, it's like, okay, so you know how you go on Facebook and you just got one timeline.
Right.
Right? But I can go on Reddit and say, well, today I want to, like Wednesdays, the Joe Budden podcast come out, right?
Right.
So I can go on Reddit and go to the Joe Budden community and that's all that's on there.
Okay.
Wednesdays, Snowfall comes out. So I can go on Reddit and I can go into the Snowfall community and my timeline is nothing but people talking about Snowfall.
You can do that, but like any day though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's not like, it's more so I can go on Reddit and I can fall into rabbit holes because it's shit that I want to.
It's topic based.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, you know, wife is into plants. She can go into that community and it ain't nothing but plant shit all day.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm going to have to take a peek.
I'll be on that motherfucker all day, community. Man. I'll be on that motherfucker all day.
Go find your people.
Yeah, I gotta go find my people.
They got the, you know, the Las Vegas swingers and shit. Las Vegas, you know.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
You know what I mean?
He's saying that's your people.
No, it is not. I still get not invited, but I still.
You gotta go, man, and tell us about it one day.
Nah, I drive past it all the time.
You know what? I wanted to go. Just for pure curiosity, man. I wanted to go to the 5150 joint, and then you know what?
It's down the street.
Yeah, but what ended up happening on Twitter, it was kind of like that.
What happened on Twitter?
I guess like a prevalent content creator got like assaulted there, and they didn't like do nothing. So it was kind of.
At 51,
it was all over. Yeah, it was all over the place for a while. Allegedly,
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
5150 sound like something crazy is gonna happen.
5150 is that's the code for crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's down the street.
They was only doing what was right.
What are they doing there? What is 5150?
It's a swimming club.
Oh, okay.
It's the new high one.
They got you ever been to one?
No.
Me neither.
Y'all should go.
Mm-hmm. My Joe.
I wouldn't mind though.
Just go. Like, you don't have to participate, though.
I wouldn't mind going. I'm interested.
Like, the smaller ones.
The
smaller ones, I think that's like, the appeal. Like, you don't necessarily have to participate.
But could you go in there, like, it's a pure, like, curiosity thing to me to say I did it.
Yeah.
Not to necessarily, like, I don't get nothing out of fucking around a whole bunch of people. I don't really want to even watch.
Some people just go to, like, I have a homegirl. She's like, I would just go like every other weekend just to sit there and watch. Like, cause the ones that are like more like house parties kind of, like, they allow you to bring your own alcohol.
Mm.
You can't take it with, like, you give it to whoever the bartender is and they serve it to you.
Okay.
And you just, yeah, you can just sit up there and watch. Like, a lot of them have like areas where you can just sit so you can just watch people do whatever they're doing.
See, I don't get nothing. I just want to go. Just to say I win. I don't necessarily care about watching nobody.
Yeah, the one got a pool. We need a pool table. I think, like, it's people that really go and be fully clothed and they don't have no sex. They don't be in none of the rooms. Like, they really just go to chill.
Why would you spend your money for that?
That's what I picture, motherfucker, in there dressed like Jadena.
Wait, what happened?
Classic man type shit.
Like, do you got to wear, like, a three-piece
suit? No, they just wear their regular clothes, jeans and a fucking Rockaway sweater or something. I don't know, whatever the fuck you
Your
wear.
Machiavelli jeans.
I walk in anywhere and they got Machiavelli jeans on. I'm walking the fuck out.
You likely to get stabbed.
God said, no, this is not the place for you. But no, you like, I've legit seen people, like, I've gone and I've seen people, like, be at the pool table just talking and kicking and having fun the whole night at the pool table, the whole night.
Which ones do you like more? The commercial ones or the
I like the house part. It's a completely different vibe. Like, so, like, the green door, that's the one that's infamous.
No, right? I'm talking about, like, the commercial. Okay, so commercial would be, like, 5150, the green door, shit like that. I'm talking about, like, you know.
A house party?
Like
a swinger party?
We know, like, the swinger groups on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, motherfucker. Which one do you prefer?
I've been to the swinger parties, but I ain't never been to the green door.
The swinger, if you're breaking it down that way, I personally prefer the commercial ones. Because the swinger parties are they're more so of a community. So they all know each other. I'm not in the community. I might know one person or, you know, two, a few people there, but, like, they're a community. So they legit out there just naked, just having fun, hanging out. But I don't know none of y'all, so yeah, I'm not getting naked. I don't. I'm not just jumping in none of y'all conversations. So please, I always don't do that. So I always feel like an outsider.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I always feel like I'm on the outside looking at all these people, like, enjoying each other's company or whatever's going on. Like, at the swinger clubs, it's more like we all outsiders. So
yeah.
We all trying to find our niche. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's a different feeling for me.
Yeah, man. That's what I mean. You know, a young lady who kept, she invited us about, four or five times.
Out.
Why y'all didn't go?
To a house party or to, like, one of those?
It's like a swinger party, yeah.
Swinger parties is fun, though.
Swinger parties be fun.
Like the house party situation is cool.
I wouldn't call us. We not swingers though.
You don't have to be a swinger to go to the party. No, you don't have to.
I was never a swinger either, but
yeah, be cool. But yeah, me either. You're not finna pick my husband to because you invite us because you want to fuck my husband. Like no.
Oh, okay. You saw an ulterior motive.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, she might want to fuck you too, though.
No. Mm-mm.
Quick hits before we get about here. Tory filed for appeal. Do we care?
Let that die. Just let it be done. Meg done came back.
He deserves. She got her. Deserve his appeal.
She got her natural.
He getting out.
Yeah, he deserved it.
What else? I don't know what's going on with this Jonathan Major situation. I don't even care. It's with a white woman. You care about that too? What's your?
It
no. Nope.
He got thrown out, right?
No.
But
they said she recanted though.
She recanted. They said there's like video evidence supporting that he didn't do it.
Yeah, but it's. I think that
he got to go through this though.
I think the thing it's not about. It's not about her recanting. It's once the state or once they decide to pursue it, it's out of her hands, regardless of what she says. Anyways.
I don't think I've ever seen somebody in this situation have their lawyer speak out that fast. Though. Like, their lawyer was on the media. Like, nah,
he's a big actor at this point.
Yeah, but Marvel sent that lawyer.
Hours after he was accused of it, like, the lawyer was already speaking out. Like,
that's money.
We already have the videos exonerated.
Yeah, but look at how much he's in.
He's in a lot right now.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Not even. I'm talking about. He's a product. I'm talking about those that got money invested in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get this taken care of right now. Because, shit, he fuck around and if that situation really happened, Marvel in trouble.
Oh, you was literally talking about Marvel.
It's a lot of shit going on with DC. Like, DC got hella shit going on.
Oh,
like,
man. That nigga, the Flash, that's motherfucking.
That's what I'm saying.
Troy Ave.
Shit. Shashima?
Did he get
the Flash like that?
Did he go to trial yet?
Who?
The Flash. He's still the Flash though. Like he's still dropping movies.
I think that shit over.
The Flash movie is still it's over with completely now.
I think the movie is done. I think they're gonna after that movie is up, it's a wrap.
No, I'm saying how's he going to trial yet?
I don't think. He just got into so much trouble.
He got into trouble back to back. The nigga became a real vigilante.
The complexion for the protection. Ain't that what they say?
Oh, I didn't mean it.
I got a question for y'all real quick before we get up out of here. I do. Can y'all remember? I want to say five, but we ain't got enough time for five. Can you remember, say top three? Three movies that you went to the movie theater to see when it was actually and it was packed?
Baby Boy. Yeah. Bad Boys 2 and Life.
That was packed.
Shit.
Coach Carter. Coach Carter was packed. Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton was packed.
And the third Friday.
Friday at the next. Mm.
Menace to Society.
Man, you went to go see that? Skinny, he was like seven.
He was like seven.
I went. I went with my big brother.
Well, I mean, your family had out dildos and pornos at home, so.
Anything goes.
Red dildos. Yeah, I went to Business Society. Baby Boy was packed. And Marvel, what fucking movie? The Avengers, this in-game. The second one.
In-game.
Oh, that was terrible.
In-game. That motherfucker was packed though.
Revision.
The three I can remember: Richie Rich.
Richie Rich.
Yeah, when I was little. Y'all remember Richie Rich?
We remember it. We just
okay, y'all just want to be funny. Okay. Paranormal Activity was one that was packed. And then Kings of Comedy.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That was fun. That was really a fun.
Went to watch Kings of Comedy in a movie theater?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did.
Hell, nah.
Yeah, it was packed and it was a lot of fun. Like, it felt like you was at the comedy show for
real. Enough guns in
I'm
it for you, skinny.
On that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Three that I can remember. Fuck. The first Bad Boys.
Okay.
Definitely Baby Boy. Ooh, that third one. The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was packed. I want to go watch that too.
Hmm.
That shit was packed for like weeks.
Dark Knight was packed.
Hmm. That's I wouldn't think that. Especially because that's the one where old boy shot the movie theater. That's for Dark Knight.
That shit was
That shit was packed.
That shit was nuts.
So that shit seemed like
weeks.
I thought it was like niggas didn't go to the movies.
And that happened at an AMC somewhere else, right?
That was
Denver.
That was in Colorado, Aurora. Yeah.
So but it was an AMC, I thought, right?
Yeah, it was an AMC. I believe so.
I believe it was.
Was that Rises?
Oh. I know I went to AMC to
Dark Knight was nuts.
I went to AMC to see Dark Knight. I went to the one over there.
But we used to really go to the movies like back then. I remember Love Jones was.
I've been going to the movies lately, man.
You know what, Mike?
It was. Going back I remember Love Jones was packed.
The movie theater still be packed. The movie theater still be packed.
Hell no.
I just went to see Creed. Creed was packed.
I still go to the movie theater.
I went first.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I still go to the movie theater. Movie theater be packed.
I went to see Creed. Creed was packed. And I just went to go see Scream. It wasn't as packed, but I went.
They dropped them screens real back to back, though.
Shit, it was just a TV fucking show. It was a TV show, too, on MTV.
Just TV. And I'm going this week, too.
What's this week?
I was supposed to go see John Wick yesterday.
Oh, I heard that it's really good.
Cool. Man, I heard about the ending.
I heard that it's an open ending.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
It ain't no open ending.
They said that it's like that don't it was left me. Open to where you could.
Don't tell me. I don't want
to. Still.
No, nah, man. Everybody was pissed off about it on Twitter. And I'm like,
I asked about it yesterday. Nobody tweeted me back. So I'm like, I ain't seen no chatter about it.
Hell
no,
nah, man. Well, shit, man. This was a fun one, man. Somebody said, I just went Tuesday and it was empty.
Oh. Yeah.
But hey, man, this was a fun one, man. Next week, we up out here. Peace.